Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for your complete forgiveness. Help us to forgive one another and ourselves. Amen. Hey, all you assholes, come and listen to us. It's the Heath and Weather Show. Good afternoon.
Hello, everyone.
So there was no show Monday.
We were having some technical difficulties.
We stopped it to do something, I forget, and we listened, like, and we're halfway done with the show, and we listened to it.
Yep.
Just to listen, and the voices were all fucked up.
They were like half robots.
They were fuzzy and faint.
And it wouldn't change, like, we didn't know what button to press to change it to start a new
show. Nothing was touched. Nothing was touched. And so, you know, we're tired as it is. There's no way we want to start over, let alone figure out what went wrong. So we just stop, you know, go to bed. We wake up today. Everything's fine now. Everything's fine now. And so carry on.
So weird. I'm just afraid that like halfway through we're going to listen again and it's just going to go bad.
It won't, because then, you know, things might make sense.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out the, so to make it up to you guys, don't forget poker tournament this Friday, go to keithandthegirl.com, click on extra shite. You'll find out everything there. You click on a link, you download the program, you email me your username and you're in for $1,000.
It's totally free. All you have to do is vote.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to click on vote and that's it. It's that easy. You're invited. Your friends are invited. Not your friends are your friends, because you know what I'm talking about. They're kind of fucking douches, even though it's over the computer. You know, Bob, he kind of ruins it, but everybody else is invited. Just trying to put that up, though. So this HTML, this computer language we got to type in, is so stupid. It's so dumb. I don't know why people learn it.
So they can have nice sites like us.
Instead of... You know what? Use like a front page or what's that other one? Dreamweaver. Things they call what you see is what you get programs. Where you want to, what would you rather do? Type open caret B, close caret, what you're typing, open caret slash B, close caret. That'll make something bold. Or you can press bold. And if you said the first one, then you're a robot. That's like a Blade Runner test. It's just so frustrating just to, you know how, say I have the promos on the website, and one's on one line, then the second promo's on the next line, then the third promo. Well, it's starting to take up too much space, especially with the poker information, so I have to put them both on the same line. But HTML doesn't allow you to do that, and the best you can get to put two links on the same line is a space.
Right.
But I don't like that. I want, you know, I have two things on one line, two things on another line. I want the second things to line up vertically also. Kind of like a table, but I can't insert a table. I can only do simple HTML. That's all it allows me to do. So you have to type in, the background's white, so I have to type in X's or any kind of character in white to make these spaces. So you can't see the characters, but they're really there, and that's what's giving me proper spacing. How's that fun?
It looks nice.
I don't like it. It's a language that we're not supposed to know. It's for computers.
Well, you did a nice job, though, anyway.
That's what I was getting at. Could have said that much sooner.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Would you have shut up sooner?
Yes.
My bad.
Speaking of computers, though, my brother Mark wrote me some time back saying, let's give Dad a computer. Do you want to pitch in? And I didn't have time to write back. I didn't have time. I guess I had time, but I didn't have time for a conversation. And his birthday's not till November. Christmas is until December this year, anyway.
Father's Day passed, but wasn't it around Father's Day?
I don't think so. It wasn't that long ago. It was probably like a week or so ago. And I'm just thinking, like, for what? What are you giving him a computer for? And not only just, you know, for what, but for what?
Like, what is he using it for?
What? No, like, why put yourself through that? Do you understand? You gave him, our dad, a computer as a gift. Anytime it fucks up, that gives him a license to call you. Anytime it breaks, it's your fault. And so then, I don't know what they did, but instead of like giving it to him, Mark, you know, has all these hookups, knows all these computer deals, and he's going to make him, I don't know if he's making him or getting him, a great computer for $400. Okay? So dad's going to give him $400. And he calls up, excuse me, I need some water. Right. And he calls up Dad to say that the computer's already been shipped. And Dad goes, well, as soon as I have the computer in my hands, that's when you'll get your money. Okay. Okay.
He's talking like that to his
Mark
son.
He knows he's going to get the money back, you know? He didn't ask him for the money. He's just saying, just so you know, it's been shipped.
Right.
Well, when I do get it. Okay. Okay. Plus, Dad wanted to buy a better, not a better one. Dad wanted to buy a computer. It was more money. It was less good. And Mark's like amazed. Like, he would have got a worse computer. I got this one for him. Now, do you understand that every time something breaks, it's going to be your fault because he didn't get the computer that he wanted?
He could have gotten this magical computer that would never break down.
I was willing to pay more. You know?
Yeah.
And you put your name on that?
I take it you're not putting the name on the card?
Because I don't like my dad, I will. All right, from Keith. Gotcha. But that is not a nice gift. And I'm thinking they'll keep calling, but you corrected me. Mike, my older brother, for some reason, lives there.
At your parents' house.
Yeah, they're going to keep bothering Mike.
Yeah, because Mike's right down in the basement. They're just going to go, Mike, we're having trouble. It'll be whatever time. It doesn't matter, morning or night. And he's got to fix it. And maybe that'll be the thing that drives him out of your parents'
That's
house.
That's right. Finally, like, maybe he doesn't care the way I lived in a hostel. You know,
that's right,
and I'm living with strangers and,
for a year.
And I'm like, I don't care. It's fun in a way. So maybe, you know, have a nice,
bites.
So Mike's over there, maybe having nice meals made for him every day. That's nice. But then I got bug bites, right, and left. And now he'll have Dad complaining about a computer every day and he'll leave.
That'll be his bug bites.
That's right.
It's the equivalent of having a red rash all over your body.
My dad's going to get a computer. And notice that computers don't come with floppy drives anymore. He's not going to get it. He's not going to understand. No, Dad, they just don't make them with floppy drives anymore. Everybody uses CDs now. I certainly don't think so, son. I think a computer should have a floppy drive.
That's so funny because he's arguing with the one son that makes money off of computers.
Right.
Like, that's his job.
Yeah.
But you're going to argue with him.
Oh.
Mm. But you guys do argue about being a priest, no? To him, and he was a priest. So maybe it's fair.
What do you mean?
Like, you go, but what about when you're a priest, you can't do this and you can't do that? Such as getting married before you're not a priest anymore.
I'm lost. I don't know what this has to do with
computers. Okay. Moving on. Okay. Like, you argue, he's going to argue with Mark, and Mark's a computer genius, and you guys are arguing with him about Catholicism
what you can and can't
when he
do
was
being
a priest.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, that is it.
Yeah, that was fun.
Here's an email. I don't want to repeat too many things, you know, because we did it yesterday. It just gets boring. But going over some things we talked about yesterday real quick. Michael G. had a baby, blah, blah, blah. Peter Jennings is dead.
We were so nice yesterday about it.
Yeah, I just don't got time anymore.
Congratulations, Michael G.
He said that the labor and delivery, his wife did very good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? Which one? I want to know which one she did better at. The delivery, about a B, but the labor, perfect. She handled it very well.
How can
Couldn't
he tell?
Be more proud.
The curses were just to a minimum.
Whenever she had your son, this was a daughter, whenever she had your son, Michael, how was that? Did she do good then too? Or is she getting better? And then he sends a picture.
Babe.
You could clean the baby up first. Now I get it, birth is beautiful, but a washcloth wouldn't have killed you. And he wrote that, what a beautiful girl, the most beautiful girl he's ever seen.
Now they're not allowed to have any more kids because they already have a boy and a girl, and he's like, this is the most beautiful girl ever.
Yeah.
He can't say that.
Right.
Again.
They kind of ruin it for each other. I'd say take an internet poll. Put like Beyonce, Britney Spears, you know, before she got too old, and your daughter, and let people see who's the most beautiful. And something else, I hate to ruin it because, you know, let Michael G. at least, you know, enjoy the week. But the baby looks Asian. You know? I'm just saying. And I don't think the wife's Asian. I'm not here to start anything, but I think somebody has some explaining to do. Peter Jennings is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, what a professional. What a shame. They interview all these people on the street. He was a professional. What a professional. What did you expect him to do? You know who's not a professional? The guy from Anchorman. Did you think he'd come out one day and go, I could talk about 9/11 or just take a shit on the console. I'm going to take a shit. No,
scotch,
he didn't.
Scotch.
Right. No, he didn't do that.
Well, what
he decided to read the news.
What he didn't do is get caught doing something fucked up like that guy. Oh, I want your pussy.
Pat O'Brien.
Yeah. So he just didn't get caught. They're probably hanging out with hookers all day long, but, you know, cancer guy is a little better at it, hiding it.
Pat O'Brien is not professional.
Not anymore.
That's right. When he dies, nobody's going to say he was professional. He liked to have fun.
No, they're going to say he was quite the ladies' man over this one thing. Now he's like the biggest ladies' man.
All right, here's an email. Being a white man living in a yellow man's world, I feel the need to further educate you guys on Chinese culture. Number one, all men and women blow snotters on the street, in stores, and in the office.
Does that mean they just do it on the floor? They just blow the snot everywhere?
They don't care.
And who's the snot picker-upper?
They turn it into floor. It is considered good hygiene for men to loudly clear their throats in public and release the mess wherever they are, including professional offices.
Oh,
lines or
a big loogie.
Lines or keys are non-existent no matter where you go in China. There are no such things as lines. And now for some bonus information. Bonus number one, all trees are considered public toilets. I shit you not.
Did he put shit in quotes? I shit you not.
No, no. Number two, it's okay to let your children shit on the street, sidewalk, or trees. Wow, you thought Jersey stank. Three, in China, the parents don't take care of the kids, the grandparents do. I feel like I heard that one. Four, after having a baby, Chinese women are told not to bathe for 30 days.
Oh, God. Hey, what's his face should do with 30 days of that? That's really gross.
Smoking is permitted anywhere. You can get a haircut, drink a beer, and get a blowjob all in the same chair for about $5.
Oh.
Hookers are easy to come by and cheap. I've been here for 2 long years, and I have to say, I have never seen a more disgusting or rude culture in all my life. You have to consider one thing, though. They are all commies. That's true. They are taught what to think, not what to think. Why do you think that after 4,000 years of cultures, these people still eat with two sticks? Point taken.
That's true. And then we go to their restaurants and go, look how good I am with these two sticks, instead of introducing them to the fork.
They just don't know any
better. It's really us that's mean.
Christopher Reeve's widow announces she has lung cancer.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that family cannot catch a break.
That's just terrible.
Reeve, 44, said she decided to disclose her illness following rumors about her health in the media. Where do these rumors come out at?
No. Not on Thursdays at our show.
I have recently been diagnosed with lung cancer, and I'm currently undergoing treatment, Reeve said, who's looking for attention again. I have an excellent team of physicians, and we are optimistic about my prognosis. Now more than ever, I feel Chris with me as I face the challenge.
Oh, no. Now she feels him because she's going to die?
As always, I look to him as the ultimate example of defying the odds with strength. He didn't really defy the odds.
By the way, is that a picture of her with Christopher Reeves?
Yes.
Because he's dead.
Right.
They couldn't find a picture of just her. They have to put a dead guy in the picture.
He looks like he's made out of wax.
Maybe they went to the wax museum.
Reeve, who starred in Superman films, now it just goes to him, was paralyzed in a horse riding accident in 1995. He died October 10th, 2004. Dana Reeve, an actress, was a constant companion and supporter of her husband during his long ordeal and his work for a cure for spinal cord injuries. He didn't make it. Police inmate's wife shoots officer at courthouse. Inmate's wife shoots officer at courthouse.
Oh, okay.
A state inmate escaped Tuesday after his wife shot and wounded a correctional officer accompanying the man to the courthouse.
That's a wife.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Usually the jail is right by the courthouse, so they were probably walking him from the jail to the courthouse.
Without cuffs on?
I guess he had to run with the cuffs. I'm sure he was in cuffs.
Maybe she carried him, and then she's like the super wife.
Authorities launched an extensive search for George and Jennifer Haidt, Department of Corrections spokeswoman said. The officer, Wayne Morgan, was airlifted to University of Tennessee Medical Center in Knoxville. His condition wasn't immediately available. What's that like when you live in a town where you know your hospital isn't any good? No, fly me somewhere else. The incident began.
And they're right by the jail. The jail should be able to take care of any injuries because there are a lot in jail.
The incident began Tuesday morning after the inmate was sent to the Rowan County Courthouse from Brushy Mountain Correctional Complex, where he is serving 35 years for aggravated robbery and aggravated assault. His wife, Jennifer, was at the Rowan County Courthouse. She had a shotgun and pulled the shotgun on three transportation officers from the prison.
How did she get a shotgun in there?
He did not know why George Hyatt, who was about 2 years into his prison term, had been brought to the courthouse. Authorities were searching for a gold Chevrolet Venture van, and the two are believed to be using. The pair initially used a dark blue Ford Explorer to get away from the courthouse, but it was found abandoned a short time later. Helicopters were circling over the town of about 6,000 people, which County Emergency Management Agency spokesman said called Small Town USA. Schools were locked down and roads around the courthouse were closed. It's a full-blown investigation and a full-blown search.
But don't you think it's weird? They got a helicopter, they closed the town, it's a town of only 6,000 people, and somehow they got lost in there. Like, they can't find them in such a small place.
You don't think they...
They left already. Yeah, no. But they... She just shot an officer. You couldn't catch up to that? There was a helicopter involved. That's just always weird.
In Hot 97 news, this is the station in
the
New York.
The local rap station, the local hip-hop station here.
Always in trouble. That's when the game in 50 Cent had like a shootout, right? Or somebody...
Something like that. Some kind of messed up fight.
Outside of Hot 97.
It's always outside of Hot 97.
There's something that involved a gun. A gunshot was fired. They're friends again. But something always goes on in this station, in it or around it. Hot 97 discovered what a smackfest really feels like yesterday when Elliot Spitzer slapped the station upside the head with $240,000 in fines. The attorney general said the station's much criticized Smackfest 05 promotion, in which two women slapped each other silly on the air.
Which, by the way, is kind of funny.
Violated state sports regulations by not being licensed. The rap station was fined a maximum of $240,000, $10,000 for each of 24 infractions.
Each slap cost them $10,000.
And also agreed to pay $60,000 to fund an anti-violence campaign through Safe Horizons, a nonprofit organization. The promotion, which promised $5,000 to the winner, never reached its title round because Spitzer shut it down after he was approached by several city council members. Councilman.
So everyone slapped each other, and then nobody gets a reward. Yeah,
they're like, their faces are all red, and like, they're swelled up. They probably broke a tooth. You know, why don't we get our money? We all lost on this one.
Right. Meanwhile, that ad is that it's not an ad. I think it's an ad, but that
story,
article,
right?
It almost takes up an entire page in a newspaper, and I wonder how much an ad that size would cost.
Isn't an ad more than $240,000?
Yeah, because if it's not, good for them.
Councilman John Liu blasted parent company MS Communications, saying it couldn't, quote, continue to seek profit from hate and violence. Well, there wasn't hate involved.
Right, that's true.
With this decision
today. There was actual love of money.
We're drawing a line in the sand. Enough is enough. MS admitted the programming was not a great idea. Despite the fact that the contestants voluntarily participated in what was supposed to be harmless entertainment, well, not harmless, it was not our finest hour. Well, it's not the Maya Angelou hour. And New York City deserves better, said MS Radio president, blah, blah, blah. Smackfest 05, the fight for $5,000, was streamed live over the station's website.
Wow.
The contest aired between April 2004 and January 2005. Were people getting slapped all that time?
Well, I think it's a contest, like the winner goes to the next round.
Mm.
And
then it took over 6 months for them to go, enough.
That's what I'm saying. How many episodes? That's what I'm saying. That's what I was thinking. Right. How many episodes did it take until they were like, no? All these women getting completely. And then if you go to the next round, that means you're getting slapped again.
One web video depicted a woman from Queens and one from Brooklyn taking turns slapping each other while a DJ stood between them in a referee's role. In a rapid fire manner, the DJ would say, Brooklyn, go! And the woman would slap the Queens adversary while off camera voices loudly crowd their approval. Then the other would have her turn. At one point, one of the women pointed and said, she's bleeding.
Oh,
the
wow.
DJ stopped the proceedings, announcing, we got mouth blood here, but then allowed the mayhem to continue.
Shut up.
Spitzer stressed that this action shouldn't be deemed censorship. Our argument is not that this is in bad taste, but that it is illegal, he said. Hot 97 did not take any steps to abide by state law. Assistant First Deputy Attorney General Francine James said none of the 24 contestants received any substantial payout and were instead awarded concert tickets. If you get them for 50 Cent and Eminem, okay.
Those things are expensive.
James said all bodily contact sports, such as wrestling and boxing, must be licensed by the state. We were going to have, on Friday, Kicking the Balls 05.
And I would definitely win.
And it was going to be worldwide, too, or America-wide, and be like, Nebraska, go! And we'll see who can take it the longest. And we were only going to have three rounds, because that thing hurts. Here, this is in the news. Has 50 Cent shortchanged a forerunner? Relatives of the original 50 Cent murdered Brooklyn gangster
Kelvin
Martin. How
are two people deciding that their name is going to be 50 Cent?
Well, he took it.
I know, but you know what? It's such an incredible name that you need to take 50 Cent. You can't come up with Quarter Water or something.
Murder Quarter what?
It's actually a name. Quarter Water.
That's somebody's name?
It's not a name. It's, you know, those little ghetto juice boxes?
Oh, yeah. Those are
that
good.
Cost a quarter?
Those are good.
They're called Quarter Waters.
Murdered Brooklyn gangster. Relatives of the original 50 Cent murdered Brooklyn gangster Kelvin Martin, who terrorized other thugs in the 1980s, are lashing out at the man who borrowed his mojo and moniker, superstar rapper Curtis Jackson. Yesterday, Patricia Martin, Martin's aunt, fumed to lowdown about the current 50 Cent. I think he's reaping all the rewards of using the name and not sharing what he's getting.
How long did it take her to realize
that he's also a big borrow the original 50 Cent's rapping skills?
Right. It's really the name, though, you gotta admit.
Well, the original 50 Cent, if you ask around, you can ask anybody, loved getting blowjobs. And we didn't mind the idea of putting a cap in somebody's ass. Along comes this new 50 Cent. He, too, appreciates a good blowjob.
But he gets actually shot at.
Right. That's how he changed it around so he couldn't be sued. Martin was
He's the other 50 Cent, get it? Mm-hmm. In the dollar.
Martin was discussing Stuff magazine writer Tone Boot's assertion that the multi-platinum rapper had promised to pay homage to his nickname's sake by contributing money toward the cost of Martin's $9,000 headstone. In the article, Jackson tells Boots, I took the name 50 Cent because it says everything I want to say. I'm the same kind of person 50 Cent was. I provide for myself by any means. He'll never be forgotten. I'm dead serious. I'll see to it. I really liked what this thug was doing, and I wanted to take his name because he's everything that I stand for.
That's so weird.
Get rich or die trying. That was his idea, and it's my idea.
That's like when Fred Durst decided that Behind Blue Eyes is, it's as if I wrote it.
Yeah.
So
it's really my song now, yeah. Meanwhile, 50 Cent and
you know that $100,000 that guy made on the corner last year? I feel like I did it.
Meanwhile, 50 Cent and Eminem brought their anger management tour to Madison Square Garden last night, but apparently 50's posse is managing some anger of its own after ending up at the Riga Royal Hotel while Eminem's peeps kicked back in the more luxurious Four Seasons. According to a lowdown spy, the status anxious members of 50's entourage have been griping about being relegated to the lesser hotel. A rap for 50 Cent didn't respond to detailed messages yesterday.
They're complaining that they get lesser hotels?
Yeah.
What do they want?
Somebody forgets where they came from. Rosie O'Donnell's in Fiddler on the Roof. That's big news. Rosie O'Donnell.
Last time we saw her, she was just kind of, she looked like she was done going outside the house.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now that's where she can be the real her on a gay cruise.
Oh, I see. And that's true.
America's still not confused. You know, we get it. You had a show. You were nice on it, but don't get too comfortable, gays.
Oh.
So she's in this Fiddler on the Roof. Harvey Fierstein is also in Fiddler on the Roof. It's like,
at a different time or the same
thing? Oh, instead of, here's the headline. Instead of Great White Way, what they call Broadway, Gay White Way. It's very clever. Harvey Fierstein, he's that guy. I'm Harvey Fierstein. He's the guy that puts makeup on Robin Williams in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah, it is Mrs. Doubtfire, yeah.
My dad.
You look like Mom with a bad wig.
Said that Harvey Fierstein talks like that. And he honestly believes this, that he talks like that from sucking on dick and swallowing sperm.
God.
My dad honestly, he said that and he honestly believes
it. I want to know how he said that to you.
He said that you know how he got that way, don't you?
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh, right. And I don't know, 18, I don't know. And I'm, or whenever Miss Doubtfire came out. Or no, it was on TV, so I was probably 18 or something. And I'm like, okay, go ahead. This will be funny. You know where he's going. He's like, bye. Sucking on another man's penis and swallowing the sperm.
No.
You can say penis, you can say sperm. Did I tell you
But the visual of that.
Right.
And the thing
I don't know if he said sucking on penis. He definitely said by swallowing sperm. He definitely said, quote, by swallowing sperm.
But he has to be, like, really thinking about mm-hmm. some guy sucking on another... Oh, God.
That's what happened. That's how his voice got messed up.
Oh, my God.
From sperm.
Oh, my God.
Like, I couldn't tell that Harvey Fierstein was flamboyant. My dad had to break it down. You might think this guy is funny, which he isn't. But let me make it clear. He got that from being gay.
Your dad has a serious issue with gays.
Very much, yeah. Yeah. Very much.
That's crazy.
What else? Oh, he had, like, he talked a little better. But,
well, because he's talking slower.
Penis and rectum, he loved saying those words like he had stock in them.
No way!
He would always say, he talked about gays, and he's like, you know, a gay man likes to put his penis inside a male rectum.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, it's even creepier when you say it like that. And it's weird. I told him once.
Randomly?
I'm like, you have stock in those words. Why do you keep saying penis and rectum all the time? There's something weird about that.
Shut up. Yeah. But you don't think your dad's gay, right?
No, I don't think he's gay.
I don't think he's gay either, but that's a lot of...
Yeah, it's weird. Like, he's... Maybe he's not allowed to use dirty words or something and not say fags make me sick. He's like, they put their penis in a rectum.
But he's so
obsessed. How does
obsessed.
That make sense?
Usually when people are so obsessed, they're gay. But,
right.
But I think he's equally as obsessed with sex. Did he ever used to say anything about sex and having sex and masturbating?
When you take your penis and moisten the labial lips.
Stop it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ew.
I long to put my penis in your warm, moist vagina.
That's from the first CD, right?
Yeah.
That's on Keith's soundboard. You have to go check that out at shite.com. Oh, my God.
Curtis, by the way, is going to come on this Friday, not Thursday. Thursday's going to be the regular gossip show. But he's going to come in Friday. He's the kid that 24 years old.
You know what? And we only just mentioned it. He happened to mention it in passing. Like, he's going to go back to Wisconsin, it was, right?
Right.
He's going to go back to Wisconsin and, I guess, get married with the girlfriend. And we just jumped right on him. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to jump on him on Friday, and we're going to need your help.
If you see a kid drowning in a pool, you know, and you don't know him that well, do you just jump in? Or do you go, what do I do? And assess the situation.
No, you still
save
him.
You save the man's life.
If you're a human being,
right.
Not a robot.
Thank you.
So we want you to be involved. And here's the first person who actually just wrote in randomly.
And we know this guy, but I won't give his name out. And we don't, not a friend, but a friend of
the show. We know
him
through the
show. That's all I'm saying. For what it's worth, you guys are 100% right to keep this kid from getting married. You are right about anyone getting married that young, feeling like their skin is crawling when they come home to this spouse not too many years later.
Yowza.
Or cheating. I haven't cheated on the bitch, but I did get married at 24 and have regretted it pretty much ever since. I was young and extremely stupid. If I had someone with your wisdom at that time, who knows? There was no good reason to get married that young. It seems like a good idea at the time. Man, was I retarded. Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Curtis is, they've been on and off for 8 years, we said. Mm-hmm. On and off right there. I don't trust that.
Right.
And that means he was with this girl since 16. That's way too young. You didn't get a chance
to
see other chicks, no matter how off your off was. You were confused and blinded by this whole other relationship going on the whole time. You weren't truly free.
You were always on your off. You're always doing rebound situations. So
right.
You never got in deep with somebody else.
Correct. And you're still thinking about being back to this girl, you know? And then when you're...
Or she's still somehow involved
right,
in your life.
Right, how many offs were there? You know, once you're at 7 offs...
You're off.
Right.
I say, like, less than that. 7 offs is a lot.
Of course.
You ever been on and off with a girl?
No, never.
I did that, and it's...
I feel like maybe, but it wasn't a relationship. Like, you know, it could have been. I didn't call, but we fucked again. But I wouldn't call that on and off.
Yeah, I did because, like, I would always see the ex-boyfriends, and then end up sleeping with them, and then...
Of course you
Yeah,
do.
And then you're not sure what that means now, and then it kind of turns into a thing because you're hanging out, but, you know, maybe you get back together. It's just so... It's so bad, and it's so bad for your whole... emotional roller coaster, because that's all it remains is a roller coaster. Once you break up, you probably had a reason to break up. Because you know what? If you're in a serious relationship, it takes a lot to break up.
Right.
You know, because you're already annoying each other a little bit. You have to annoy each other to the level of breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Break up.
There you go. There you have it. Break up. So for you men out there that it's too late for, you can at least save one poor schmo. 206-202-KATG. Leave your message on how you destroyed your life, getting married too young or getting married to, you know, the first love of your life, that kind of thing.
We want to know if you're cheating, why she annoys you, things like that. And leave your phone number just in case we want to call you for more details.
Right, and we don't have to, you know, whatever you want.
Yeah.
But we're going to play these for him on Friday and try to put some sense into that.
This poor guy. And he's cute, too.
Gorgeous. I want to lick his face.
All I'm saying is that he's not a bad-looking guy. He's not a guy that needs to settle. He looks like, and I've said this before, he needs to be on Real World.
Mm-hmm.
And I want him to hook up with the other girl in our play.
The one that's cute, too?
Yeah.
They're so cute. They look like little girls.
They do.
They kiss each other, and I jerk off to a lesbianic experience. I try to break up relationships that I don't like.
I noticed that.
I have a friend of mine. We went out a few days ago. I am not a fan of his girlfriend. Neither of us are.
Why is that?
Because she's a bitch.
All right, I agree.
She has a bitchy little attitude.
And she like half yells at you. Not you, but me.
I wish we could say more. I can't wait until the day when we go, you know what? We don't need friends. That is going to be a good show.
Here's this guy's name and he's no longer our friend.
Right.
And by the way, he's like the nicest person.
He's very nice. His girlfriend's a little bitchy. So we go out.
She just snaps.
And they're supposed,
that's what it is.
And they're supposed to meet up that night at a certain time. So I deliberately keep him out longer. Try to, you know, he's almost done with the beer. He's going to go home after that.
She keeps
here came another one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Send your stupid text messages back and forth. End it. End it, Chris.
I don't know why people send serious text messages, though. Like, if I was mad at you, I wouldn't send you a text about it. You might misinterpret it as funny.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because there are things that I would never say. And now
I don't need you tonight. I got my TV. Okay. Okay, then.
Right.
Oh, Wells. Then we were at a party that I wish we could talk about it more, but they had name tags.
I'm pretty sure if they're listening to this, they know who they are.
This isn't so bad, but it made me think of parties that have name tags. And if you're having a party, never have name tags. I think it changes the vibe a little bit.
See, I didn't think it was so bad.
The party?
The name tags.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it. I think it's, and then,
it was this one was beyond name tags, though. It said to write your name and then say...
Yeah, name tags aren't enough either. Everybody that gives name tags has to do something clever with name tags. Write your name and write, ask me about something, and that'll keep the conversation going.
Right, and we were going to say, ask me about Keith and the girl, but we thought that was too pretentious.
When you throw liquor down people's throats, when do you need help keeping a conversation going? So you wrote, ask me about...
Anything.
Very clever.
I couldn't think of anything.
Ask me about anything. I wrote... Do not disturb. And I was still being disturbed.
No, I think you meant the do not disturb, mm-hmm. because you acted like your door was closed the whole time.
You know what? Because
I'm asking you like, hey, remember when such and such said this? No, I wasn't listening. And in our defense, I know this is not the in our defense episode,
right.
But in our defense, we're exhausted and we're just so out of it. That I feel like now I have to apologize to my friend because I was just so out of it.
Nah, it was their fault. I did not hear one story that anybody told me the whole night.
You really didn't.
I knew nothing.
You missed some ironies in there. Nice. There was one person was talking to me about religion, and here's the scenario. There is... Some religious figure goes somewhere and is looking for God, and then there's a big tornado, and God wasn't in that, and there's a big rainstorm, and God wasn't in that, and there's this, and there's that, and the other thing. And then all of a sudden, there's silence, and it turns out that God was in the silence. And the irony is, there
they
was
can't
no...
quit talking.
Yeah.
God is not here today.
Oh, no.
We don't know that many people there, but you don't want to, you know, start talking about what you do for a living.
Mm.
You know, it's a party. I don't want to talk about what I do for a living. But you have a name tag that says, ask me about stuff. You're almost asking for those kinds of questions. You know what I mean?
No. What
no?
Do you mean? No.
You have like, ask me something.
Right.
You're like forcing a conversation. So then people are going to ask, like, what do you do? And
right. But that,
those
I think,
kinds
but
of
I
questions.
Think that was the point of having the name tags is so people don't just ask. Hey, what do you do for
a living?
Well,
it didn't work that way. Next thing you know, we're talking about, you know, podcasting. Then we have to have an argument with somebody that knows that there's a channel that has podcasts on TV. And we're like, you know, really on TV? Instead, do you remember that?
No.
No? And so you're like, really on TV? Because it's audio. No, it's definitely on TV.
No.
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Look at that. That's a conversation I was eavesdropping on that you were in.
Really?
Yeah. You had a whole conversation about that. And you're and like, really? Because it's auto. No, they have it. They have it. And what he was talking about, I found out, you know, a couple of days later, is that there's some channel that Al Gore has called the Current Channel.
Yeah. Oh, Al Gore. Yeah.
So he has. So I guess you film something and you turn it in, and it can be like 15 seconds to 20 minutes, and they play all these different clips from regular people, and those are they call pods. So that was confusing that guy. But you're like, no, I know we do this. That doesn't make sense. It's on TV. No, it is. I know it is.
Who was I talking to?
I don't know. I guess you zoned out once they seemed like an idiot.
No, I do remember somebody talking about Al Gore and his thing where he lets people on, but that's funny.
You're nothing.
Well, I know I do weird things when it comes to my parties, and sometimes I have big taboo parties, but I think those are fun.
Mm-hmm. Those are a lot of fun for the first 10 minutes.
No, it's fun the whole time.
No, it is. We all enjoy it.
It is.
No, it is.
You just don't like it because you suck.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
It's not interesting. It's just that you suck. What would be interesting is if you had good clues.
Well, I've said this.
That would be interesting.
She is the worst to play
I
with.
I am not the worst.
She
I'm
is
the best.
Worst
you want
to
be on my
against?
Team. That's right. You want to be on my team because I will win and you will cry.
You don't feel good if you beat her and you don't feel good if you lose to her.
No.
She is the worst game player in the history of game playing. You can hear it already. Go ahead.
I would like to.
See?
Ew. You just suck. When was the only time you won? When you were on my team.
No, I beat you plenty. That's ridiculous.
Bullshit. I so challenge you to taboo. I so challenge you, and I would love the listeners to be in on it. I'm serious. We pick a place somewhere in New York, and we have a taboo tournament, and you can get your people, and I can get my people.
I'll bring my posse? My taboo people?
Well, people will be interested, and then they can pick sides. But I will win, so they might as well pick my side.
Okay.
Fine.
Bring it.
Fine.
Okay.
Great. Anyway, didn't you have some exciting stories about name tags and work?
All right. Your friend's name is?
What? No. You had an office party one time. Or...
Oh, I was at one of the first restaurants I worked at in the city, or in Brooklyn, rather, but my first restaurant job. And they had a party, and they put the name tag on your back. And instead of it being your name, the fun name tag game was... The name they put on your back is a famous person, like George Bush. And then throughout the party, you ask simple questions that get a yes or no answer. And that's how you determine who it is. You know, is my person dead? You know, no.
Right.
Okay, let's continue the party. And maybe I'll ask somebody else a question.
That seems
that's
kind
like
of,
your taboo. That's fun.
That's not like my taboo.
That's fun for 10 minutes. And you're like, oh, this kind of, yeah, I was surprised. This isn't so gay. Then you're like, who the fuck cares? And then there's somebody that came late to the party. I'm like, do you want to ask about your guy? No, I don't. And then I just rip it off. Here, look, it's George Bush. I start going through the party. You have George Bush. You have Bugs Bunny. They gave you your own name. They were trying to be tricky.
Who did you have?
It's a stupid idea. I forget. Probably a comedian. Probably Eddie Murphy or something.
Oh, because you're funny?
Yeah. And they always do that. They rate it and put it on your back. And each person, this is perfect for you. This is so perfect
for you.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
How about the one that everyone hates? They just go, this is so perfect for you. And it turns out it's a kick me sign instead.
I know that would be a good one. Punch me in the back. Is my guy alive?
A terrible human being.
That's a fun game.
All right. Next time at your 40s and Blunts party, include that.
At the 40s and Blunts party, though, that's like a two-day game. The next day, you see who can make the nastiest shits.
Ew.
Yeah. That's the game we play. Somebody from Australia wrote, and he's not the first one from Australia. Blah, 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 blah. Where is it?
It's a good email.
He stutters a lot. They have two buttons and flushing toilets in Australia, too.
Oh, by the way, my brother remembers that in Israel with the two-button flushing thing. Yeah.
We have in Australia, you have the full flush and a half flush. I was raised to believe a piss is a half and a poop is a full. Just thought I would let you know. Keep the funny shit coming later, mates.
Did he really say mates?
Yeah.
I thought you were adding that.
No, that's how they talk. All fucked up. Another guy wrote about the cigarette breaks, how we were saying in companies that, you know, you only get a break if you smoke, and you don't get a break if, you know, you just want to sit down and drink water or relax for 5 minutes. He said he worked in a bar and he could only take a break if he had the addiction of smoking. So he took up smoking so he could take breaks. It's 10 years later. He never quit smoking.
God, that's terrible.
But he got his breaks. You know, that's coming up, the 40s and Blunts this year.
What's that? No way.
It's got to be. I think it's in September or October.
No, that's right. You're right. Yeah. Holy shit.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah, the first year that's was in
September. That's how I remember how long we've been together. This will be the third one.
Oh my God.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
We should have a contest.
For what?
I don't know.
Oh, to get invited
to the
40s. Five
lucky listeners. But yet, I
was going to ask you if you're going to invite
anyone. I don't know
listeners.
That I want these people in my house.
I know you're very particular about which douchebag comes over mm-hmm. and which doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, so everyone's drunk and high, but you need very particular people to come.
Show's done! We got to get out of here. I'm getting frustrated at this computer. Do you want to say goodnight?
KeithandTheGirl.com.
And I'll go you one further. And this is the one, folks. This is the idea that has made me virtually an anonymous figure in America for the last 16 years. I have watched my crowds dwindle. I am going nowhere and nowhere quick. If you have children here tonight, and I assume some of you do, I am sorry to tell you this. They are not special. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's don't have any... Wait. Don't misunderstand me. I know a lot of y'all are, what? I know. Wait. Let's be clear on this. I know you think they're special. I'm aware of that. I'm just trying to tell you, they're not. Did you know that every time a guy comes, he comes 200 million sperm? Did you know that? 200 million sperm. And you mean to tell me you think your child is special? Because one out of 200 million sperm, that load. We're talking one load. Connected. Gee, what are the fucking odds? 200, you know what that means? I have wiped entire civilizations off of my chest. With a gray gym sock. That is special. Entire nations have flaked and crusted in the hair around my navel. Maybe even Gidea. That is special. And I want you to think about that, you two egg-carrying beings out there. With that holier-than-thou, we have the gift of life. I've tossed universes in my underpants while napping. Boom, a Milky Way shoots into my jockey shorts. Oh, what's for fucking breakfast? We'll be right back.